Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is the Council Connections show with Michael Goodridge. Connection is
made. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Council Connections show. My name's Kelly McPherson. I'm Community Development Officer at Yarra Rangers Council. And my trusty co-host, Michael Goodridge, sends his well wishes. He's unable to join us today, but I know he's here with us in spirit. As per usual with our monthly show, we have a great lineup. First off, we'll be joined by Rachel, and we'll be doing a little bit of a spotlight on all things volunteering in the lead up to National Volunteer Week. Then we'll jump across to Sophie and Thomas, one of our youth ambassadors from our youth team at Council. They'll be having a little bit of a chat about what's happening in the youth space. And we'll round out with Judy, who will be joining us from the Upper Yarra Library. First up, I'm looking across the desk here. Wonderful Rachel, welcome.
Thank you.
How are you today?
Good, on this beautiful sunny day in the Yarra Valley.
We can't complain, can we? We're pretty lucky.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, and look, obviously, Rachel, you've come along today because we're shining a little bit of a spotlight on all things volunteering and National Volunteer Week. I cannot believe we are in May, but the week is coming up between the 20th and the 26th of May, and it's an opportunity, I guess, to shine a real spotlight on all the wonderful work that our community volunteers do. And it's also an opportunity to maybe encourage someone that hasn't considered volunteering before to get involved. And before we kick off with our little conversation about how you've got involved in volunteering and what it looks like for you, I thought I'd just throw out some stats. So formal volunteering, these statistics are a little dated, but in 2020, approximately 5 million people Australia-wide participated in a formal volunteering role through organisations or local community groups. And females, just slightly higher, came in at 26% versus 23% for our men. And the percentage of people volunteering does tend to fluctuate with age. So the more senior we become, I guess the more time we have and the more wisdom we've got to share. And we see our older community members contributing in an amazing way. And unfortunately, COVID, it did throw a little bit of a spanner in the works, and we've seen volunteering rates drop. It's quite consistent, unfortunately, across the community, but there's opportunities to re-engage and reinvent what volunteering looks like. So enough about me waffling on. Rachel, tell me a little bit about what you do in your volunteering roles in the community.
Okay, so I have somehow ended up with two volunteering roles in the community, from sort of nothing to two roles. So I am part of the Healesville Community Emergency Hub, which is a fairly new initiative that I've got involved in, and maybe we can talk a bit more about that in a moment. But the other role I play is in the Badger Creek community group, and so yeah, I'm part of the committee that sort of reinvigorated that group.
And you're coming in this week a little tired because you had a big week out there, last Sunday the community had a community picnic.
We did. So we were launching our new community plan, so we reviewed it and refreshed it, and we wanted to bring the community together to celebrate that and to launch that plan, which Councillor McAllister kindly did for us on Sunday. But we brought our community groups together and had a lovely picnic, and luckily the weather was on our side, which always makes a difference.
Absolutely. I was driving out to the event and I'm thinking the weather gods are shining on us all today. So perhaps there were lots of happy little badgers out there in Badger Creek. Can I ask, what brought you to volunteering? So you're connected with a couple of roles. How did you start?
I think I was thinking about this, just trying to work out what it was that actually prompted me. I think I've always had that role model. My dad was always someone who was always helping, whichever. I used to ride horses a lot and was in pony club, and my dad would always be the one who was there to help set up and always there at the end to put everything away. So had that role model. My sister was a ballet dancer, and dad was always helping, bumping in and out for performances. So I think that was the role model that I've always had in the back of my mind. But I didn't really look for opportunities until after the experience of Black Saturday, where we were impacted on our property in Hillsville. But it really showed me the importance, how important community is, whether that's friends and family or whether that's a broader community. So there were people that just jumped in and helped out for us on our property. So I think it was that. And then a lot of the work that I do as a psychologist, I'm really interested in the concept of resilience and, you know, personal resilience, but also community resilience. So that importance of how community can help with recovery after disaster. And I suppose that then led me to getting involved with a council and DECA initiative around Safer Together, which was a program that came together in the years after Black Saturday to sort of say, how can we build the resilience of our communities? So that's really then what led to getting involved in that group, which has then led to the emergency hub.
Yeah, it's just evolved over time. And like you say, having, I guess, that first-hand experience of that volunteer support in a time of need, it really highlights and often, you know, with the weather events that seem to be no longer, you know, once in a century, it's that first sort of 48 to 72 hours that are really critical, and that's where volunteers really shine, because, you know, it's you're often in a situation where you want to help, and it's just human nature, isn't it, to connect with people. And I guess that volunteer role that you've got there with the community emergency hub suits that perfectly, doesn't it? Like, there's needs and offers, and it helps to coordinate that effort, doesn't it, from the ground up?
Absolutely. And I think it really, it just builds on that, what naturally happens after a disaster. You know, we normally check on, you know, as long as we're safe, we then check on family and friends, and then often then to the community at large. And the hub is really just a way for that to happen in a slightly more planned way and less ad hoc. So actually having a community resource where people can come and just check in and find out what's happening and offer their help or get ask for help just until council can get in with their relief centre. So and I think, you know, my hope is that, you know, Hillsville could be one of those communities where if something happened, God forbid something actually happened, we would all come together and be able to help each other and not sort of be that victim sort of community where people are saying, oh, nobody told me, I didn't know this was going to happen, and that feeling of helplessness where, you know, we know that when individuals and communities feel they have some agency and some say in what happens, they recover a lot better.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's that, you know, community-led response as well. There's so many, like thinking of the emergency group, so many skills, lots of wisdom and a lot of experience, practical experience in these spaces as well. And it's that flexible, you know, model where community volunteers come together and they do what they need to do at the time with what they've got, with who they've got, where they've got it. So it's just volunteers and community members looking out for each other. It's the caring for each other.
Yeah. And I think you're right. You know, we often don't know the resources we have until we're in that situation, and sometimes maybe some pre-planning and thought, if we can get a little bit on the front foot, because we know that disasters and, you know, these weather events and things are going to keep happening. They're not going to stop. So how can we put Hillsville in the best position to be able to recover quickly?
Yeah, and I guess that's an example of a really practical volunteering response. And if you pop your Badger Creek hat on, there's opportunities there to work in the advocacy space, to run community events, to highlight the local history of the area. They're quite different roles, aren't they?
They are, but I also see them as linked, because I think, you know, in the event of disasters, it's relationships and connections that help build that resilience. So with Badger Creek, I think, you know, obviously got an invested interest in seeing the community thrive and, you know, making the most of the resources that we have. But also the events that we do help connect people so that people know their neighbours and you know who's in the environment and who can be called on. So I think, yeah, I see them sort of, they're separate, but they're sort of linked as well.
Separate but together.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess what sort of aspects of your volunteer roles do you like most? From a personal perspective, what keeps you awake at night with excitement, or
where are the joy moments?
Yeah, where's the joy?
I think for me, it's often the small, really small moments where you see connections being made. I think, you know, even on Sunday, we put a lot of work into planning the event and getting it going and everything. And then, you know, at the end of the event, you know, there's that thing where you think, oh, we've got to pack everything up. And I looked around on Sunday and people had just jumped in and packed everything away. Like all the dishes had been done and all the gazebos had been put away and everyone just stepped in and did what they do best. So it was just those small moments where it's like, oh, everyone's just pitched in and helped.
And it was really lovely to see, because nobody was asked to do that. They were just jumping in. I remember in the old school building there were two ladies doing the dishes.
Yep.
Nobody had asked.
No, no.
They saw there was a need, they jumped in, and that's what I guess we call informal volunteering.
Yes.
That is just on the spot. There's something that somebody needs a hand with something and they just jump
and
in.
And they just do it. And I think the other little moment that was wonderful on Sunday was we were about to launch the plan and two local kids came up and offered to do the acknowledgement of country. So, which I was more than happy for them to do, but just jumped. I didn't know them, hadn't met them before, but they just offered to do that, so that was lovely.
Yeah, good to get the volunteers at any age, but if we can get them at primary school, we might be able to keep them a bit longer. Even better. And what's one thing you've learnt during your volunteering time, Rach?
I think I've learnt, there's a few things. So I think that one of the things I've learnt is, well, for me, organisational skills are not my strength, and so
you wouldn't know it. It was a very well-oiled machine on Sunday.
And I think also the value of patience. I think things often don't happen quickly. Things don't often happen quickly, so being able to value the small gains. I think more so it's probably been the reaffirmation for me about the power of relationships, and when people know each other and are connected, you know, there's nothing they can't do.
Great things happen.
Yeah.
What's the old saying? Better together.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And when you find yourself in a pickle, those relationships, you can call upon them, can't you? If you need a connection or you need a backup or if, you know, the PA system on the day goes down, having conversations to say, hey, I need a hand. Does anyone know someone? It's those relationships, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess the impact. You're busy. I know you're busy with your volunteering and you're busy in your professional world as well. Mm. Obviously, you enjoy it. You make time for it.
I do. And I think, you know, for me, when Kelly asked me to come on to this show today, my initial reaction was, no, that's the
last thing.
Rachel
was running down Maroondah Highway.
That was the last thing. And then I sort of paused and thought, actually, the fact that I don't want to do it is the reason I should do it. So the impact for volunteering for me is really that opportunity to try new things and go outside my comfort zone, and that's the way we grow. So, I suppose that's been probably one of the biggest impacts for me.
Yeah. Absolutely wonderful, Rach, and really appreciate your time volunteering to come along to have a little bit of a yarn about all things volunteering today. And I know from a personal perspective, super grateful for the work that you and the team do, because there are so many countless hours of volunteering that goes unnoticed, and volunteers generally aren't wanting to be in the spotlight and have it all about them. They're busy little badges in the background, and it's really important that we recognise the amazing and super critical role that volunteers play in our community in all walks of life and in all forms of volunteering, whether it be on a committee for 10 years or it be jumping on the sausage sizzle at an event at the kids' footy. There's so many opportunities to be involved.
I think that's really good. You know, that's really important, particularly with the Badger Creek Community Group, because it's not that we're asking people to come along every month for a meeting, but if they say, I could help with, you know, I'm really good at designing posters, or I'm really good at, you know, organising events, you know. We're just happy to get people involved in what they feel comfortable doing, so.
Yeah, absolutely. And not just in Volunteer Week, but every week.
Yes.
We need to pat each other on the back. Communities run on the smell of volunteers' work and contribution, wisdom and an opportunity. So if you're not already involved in volunteering, connect with a local community group that may share interests that you do, and tap them on the shoulder and ask them where there's an opportunity to get involved, and I'm sure they'll welcome you with open arms. So thanks again for joining us today, Rachel. It's been wonderful having you.
No worries. Thanks, Kelly.
Okie dokie. Off to a song now. We'll be back soon. Valley FM 99.1, and we are here today with Thomas, one of our youth ambassadors. I'm Sophie Farinacci from the Yarra Rangers Council youth team, and I'm really excited to be here today with Thomas to talk about what it means to participate in a council youth program and where that can lead you. On the back of National Volunteering Week coming up, Thomas is also a volunteer, which I just found out earlier, so it'll be really fantastic to get to know Thomas and to understand what opportunities are available for young people through Yarra Rangers Council at the minute. We've got a few that we're really excited for, and what it
what it means, where it can take you in terms of community connection and localized impact. It's really, really exciting. So, Thomas, could you please tell us a little bit about yourself? Welcome.
Absolutely. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me. My name's Thomas. I'm 19 years old. I'm, as you say, a volunteer within the Yarra Rangers at the Yarra Valley Railway. But also, as you say, part of many programs at the Yarra Rangers Council, including recently just becoming a youth ambassador there, which is, you know, a really exciting step for me.
Congratulations, Thomas. So you're now a youth ambassador at Council. Can you tell us about what that role means?
Absolutely. So Yarra Rangers Council is a very diverse area with many people and obviously many young people. So part of Council's projects and programs, they try and get a bit of youth representation into decision-making and that type of thing. So as a youth ambassador, essentially an ambassador for the youth. So it's about youth development and about representing youth challenges and youth opinions and just, yeah, being there for the young people of the Yarra Rangers in a representative manner.
Absolutely. So it's a really quite intersectional role that works alongside really all facets of council: emergency management, economic development, certainly in our youth team, in terms of disability inclusion and accessibility. So this role is doing some really, really exciting projects and really having or providing that really essential and very necessary perspective across our operations, which is really, really important. It means that across all facets of our work, we are considering how young people are connected here and impacted here, and helps us to create a community, a Yarra Rangers community, that really is supportive for our young people.
I absolutely agree. The Yarra Rangers Council, although many people might wonder what's going on in that big orange building, there is a lot of work going into the community, involving different voices of the community, a lot of projects, and a lot of things happening just to get involved in that are really fostering that community spirit that we really love here in the Yarra Rangers. It's a council like no other, and I truly believe that, and that's why I'm so proud. For the last 3 years, I've been part of a number of programs at the Yarra Rangers Council, and it's just, to all the listeners, I just say get involved as best you can. There's so many things available for us in the community to celebrate, as I say, the community spirit that we really do love here in the Yarra Rangers. And yeah, that's my biggest thing, is get involved.
Absolutely, get involved. And there's so much space for young people to get involved. I'd love to hear, Thomas, about how you got involved, what inspired you, and what are these community projects and programs that you've been involved with over the last few years?
Absolutely. It started a few years ago, maybe 3-4 years ago now. I was at my local shopping centre in Churnside Park. I'm from the urban areas of the Yarra Rangers. And I noticed there was a Yarra Rangers Council consultation event happening within the centre there. And I spoke to one of the people there and provided a few opinions. I was a young person, and obviously being a young person without a car, my concerns were around walkability and accessibility. And so her and I had a fantastic conversation about that, and I was encouraged by that lady to look up on the council website some of the programs, and found myself enrolling myself to try and be a member of the Yarra Rangers Youth Advisory Group, the YAG at the time. And so I was really inspired by this ability to share my opinion and to have the voices of the young people heard, to get involved in that program. And it's been such a fantastic experience. We're encouraged to provide our opinions, have conversations with other people, and really share our thoughts and help try and improve things in the community for young people. So, you know, from that Churnside Park, the Kimberley Drive Park, to the Warburton Master Plan, there's been a large variety of things that young people have been able to provide their opinions on and just have those discussions. And I think it's a fantastic thing for the community.
Absolutely. It sounds really empowering, and I'm so glad, as a youth development officer, really, really glad to hear that you've had space to voice your opinions and to have a say. And I am wondering, it really sounds as though there's a lot of space for you to show up as you are, as a young person and as a person, with your interests and your passions, and to apply them and have a space to do something with them. How does that sit?
It's most certainly the Yarra Rangers Council. It's a very diverse area, and the Yarra Rangers council and all the programs are very inclusive. They're all very open-minded of different people's abilities and things like that. But importantly, it's really about fostering the passions and interests that young people have. Young people, you know, we're not all the same. A lot of us are very unique, specific passions and things that we want to see in our communities. And so it's so rewarding, I think, for the council and for people a bit older than us young people to be able to experience and hear the passions of young people. As I say, I'm a volunteer at the Yarra Valley Railway, particularly interested in railways and that type of thing. And I meet lots and lots of young people and old people on board the trains there, and just have those conversations. It's just such a diverse community and so many things happening, and to be able to go into the council and share some of our passions and develop our interests and with the support of the council in a program like that is just, it's fantastic.
Yeah, that's really great to hear. And the community connection that comes along with that, I'm really proud to hear that, how it's facilitated and supported that space for you. Thomas, as you talk, I'm wondering from you, why did you, or what led you to then continue to participate in council programs and to apply for the youth ambassador role? I'm noticing at the minute that so many of our young people who we are engaging through our programs, such as Freezer, which puts or supports young people to put on arts, cultural and music events for young people by young people in the Yarra Ranges, which is so exciting, and also our youth advisory group, I'm seeing young people who have participated in other programs of ours pop up into these spaces, and it makes me really, really happy. What led you to do that and continue to contribute?
Well, as I say, it's such a rewarding experience. You'd almost be mad not to continue participating. There's such a broad breadth of opportunities within the council, and you know, if you've been part of one project and one program, you sort of build that trust with the council and the understanding of how things work, and it's just so easy to continue and adapt your interests and grow with the council and through the different programs. As for me, it made a lot of sense. It was like a staged growth. It was starting in the YAG and getting involved early on, and then the youth ambassador role that came through right after, it just seemed like a natural progression. And through the youth ambassador role, I've really been encouraged and supported to develop some more interests, and there's a fantastic suite of training and experiences that you can partake as a youth ambassador. And that's also within the YAG program as well. There's, you know, resume writing and all these other employable skills that you learn throughout the process. So to all the young people, I say, get involved. It's a fantastic, we get remunerated for our efforts, and it's such a rewarding area to develop your skills and really build your resumes up.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Thomas. Really empowering, truly mobilizing, and really helps to create a Yarra Ranges that is for or has young people in mind, safe spaces, inclusive programs, accessibility for young people. It is that benefits not only young people, but the broader community. And I am so happy and proud to hear what your journey has looked like in council, and I can't wait to see all that you achieve, Thomas. Thank you so much. Is there anything that you'd like to say that you haven't gotten to say yet?
Not really, but basically to all the young people that, you know, this is our future, this is the future of our council area. Get involved and help shape your future.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Thomas. Now, I'd like to take a moment to promote some really fantastic opportunities that are coming up through our youth team council programs, which are really exciting. We have a Pride Craftanoon. If you are or know of any young people who attend the local high schools in the Yarra Ranges and would be interested in a Pride Craftanoon, then feel free to get in touch at health.promotion@easternhealth.org.au for more details, or take a look at our council youth team social media at Yarra Ranges Youth on Facebook and Instagram. I've been putting in a lot of time trying to get our social media up and active, and it's been lots of fun, and it's a really great space to be across what programs we are running. We are about to start advertising for Freezer recruitment in the Hills. So if you are or you know a young person in the Belgrave area and you would they would be interested in putting on arts, cultural and music events in the Yarra Ranges for young people by young people, then take a look at our socials at Yarra Ranges Youth for more details coming up soon, and also for our youth advisory group. We are accepting expressions of interest. We had our first session of the year kick off last week and it was fantastic, and we are always looking for more young people to get involved. So thank you very much, Thomas, for your time today. It has been so fantastic interviewing you and hearing about how you have been mobilised and empowered and what your journey has been in youth program participation. So thank you so much, Thomas, for sharing. You have been listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1 FM, and we'll be back after this track.
Driving into town with a dark cloud above you, dialing the number who's bound to love you. Oh, honey, you turn me on. I'm the radio, I'm the country station, I'm a little bit corny, I'm a wildflower waiting for you, broadcasting town. To wear. I'm gonna tell you again now, if you're still listening there, if you're driving into town with the dark cloud above you, dialing the number who's bound to love you. If you're lying on the beach with the transistor going, kick off the sand, cause honey, the love's still flowing. If the head says forget it, but your heart's still smoking, call me at the station.
Welcome back to the Council Connection Show. Next up, we have the wonderful Judy beaming in the Yarra Junction Library. How are you, Judy?
I'm good today. Beautiful autumn colours outside and a beautiful day, and lovely in the library today.
Oh, absolutely. Driving out here today, oh my goodness, I've come across from Lilydale and it's magnificent, and the colours coming into Healesville at the moment are absolutely incredible as well. So I'm sure it's the same up there at Yarra Junction.
Yeah, there's beautiful brown and red and orange leaves falling off the trees. I mean, it's very picturesque. Yeah, it's very, very refreshing. Lots of oxygen around, so it's great.
Pretty magical, pretty magical. And speaking of magical, what's happening at the libraries? I think we're going to kick things off with what's happening up at Yarra Junction.
Yeah, we've got some really interesting varied events in Yarra Junction for May. Firstly, starting with something completely out of the left a bit. It's a lady by the name of Karen who is doing a talk on ancient Egypt. And this is going to be, which is an archaeological dig. So it's talking about her actual happenings at a dig. So she's been on a few archaeological digs before and has spoken at the library before, Karen Thomas.
How fascinating.
And she'll talk about the tools and the equipment used and the sort of things that happen when you're actually involved in a dig. And she's actually on her way next month off back off to Egypt for another. So she's it's lots and lots of information. She's really interesting to listen to, really easy to listen to, and we're looking forward to that on the 2nd of May at 2 o'clock, which is a Thursday. So you can go into events.yourlibrary.com.au to book if you'd like to. Something other than that, we've got Yarra Rangers Council is doing their Yarra Junction Community Battery Information Session. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be an event that will be 5:30 till 6, so after work.
Perfect.
And that will promote the partnership of Indigo Power and Yarra Rangers Council to deliver a community battery. So the projects team will discuss what's happening and answer any of the questions, because I need to ask some questions there about where they're going to put it.
I'd be there with you.
And so forth. Yeah. So that's going to be quite an interesting event. And so, you know, for community, somewhere for them to come to talk about these sorts of things, about community batteries and about supporting the community with allowing batteries to be available. And lastly, we've also got our events happening each week, which is our story times. And they're always great fun. Our story times, which is family story time on Monday at 10 o'clock. Tiny Tots is Tuesday at 2 o'clock. And the toddlers is at 11 o'clock. But you're most welcome to come and visit any time. It's always a good way for children to become involved in really good books. It's always a lot of fun. There's lots of stories and nursery rhymes. And also, if they're, you know, getting them used to the idea of sitting and listening to stories and dancing and singing and becoming a social group like they will do when they go to kinder. So it's a great way for literacy to become alive in children's lives. So we find that the kids will run into the library. It's a third place for them after a while, because they just love the idea of the amount of picture books and books that they can read and take home.
And connect, just, connect with other little people and make friends as well.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely connect with other people. And it's quite interesting. They'll, you know, be in the corner next minute, they're playing with other kids in the group, and we've got lots of activities. We have things like we have scavenger hunts in the library and lots of fun. So it's always a good place to bring the kids, especially if it's a rainy afternoon too. So it is great. We've also got Around Words, which is our book club group, which was today. Wednesdays is our day for our different weekly things. We've got Around Film, which is next Wednesday at 11 o'clock. And also we've got the Yarra Planters group, which is a garden group on third Wednesday. So that's the first Wednesday, second Wednesday, and the third Wednesday at 11 o'clock. We've got our Yarra Planters group as well. So come along to that. And we also have a cards group on Friday afternoons, which is a lot of fun. And that seems to be growing, which is a community group that of just people of wanting to get out and have a chat. And come and enjoy some cards, which is always good fun. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
We finally got in end of May, we've got, which is the 22nd of May, on the Wednesday, we've got chair yoga with a remedial soft tissue specialist by the name of Bree, and she will help with health and wellness, introducing lots of chair yoga sort of ideas, practicing mat yoga as well. And we'll look at different ways we can use it to help with the benefits of health by sitting in a chair, which I do a bit of these days, and it's really nice to have a stretch and to be able to do those yoga motions correctly.
Yeah.
And she'll be teaching that, which will be great. So, yeah.
Low impact and an opportunity to, say, learn some new skills. And
exactly.
We all spend a bit of time sitting down, don't we? I'm sure many of us do.
We do.
That's exciting. And the libraries, it's so much more than books, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, we've got such a large community here, and we're open for that community. And so our books is a main area, but we've also got lots of events as well, and for varied ages too, and we can always, you know, if there's something that you'd like to be, we've introduced a few craft things as well over the last couple of months, because that's what people want. So that's, you know, can always get involved by asking, come in and see me, and we'll have a chat about what's needed in the library, because the library's there for the community, not just for me. So, yeah.
And obviously I'm quite familiar with the wonderful space that's the Healesville Library. What a beautiful, inviting, welcoming space. Always super friendly staff down there. What's on the boil down there at Healesville?
Yeah. So Healesville Library for May has got some interesting things coming up. They've got a Celtic mythology and storytelling workshop with a lady by the name of Melanie Blacksmith. That's on a Saturday, which is great for people that are working, and that's from 11 till 12:30 on May the 4th. So that's coming up this Saturday. We've also got creative storytelling on Thursday, which is from 4 till 6. And then something completely different, which is Numbers Unlocked Maths Tutoring, which is 4:30 till 5:30, ages 12 plus. So some maths. So that'll be interesting.
I'm intrigued.
They've also got their family history group, which is at 10 o'clock on Wednesdays. So that's delving into some history of Healesville and the local area. And then the Healesville Craft is from 10 till 12 on Thursdays. So you have to bring your own projects. So if you've got those winter projects that you want to pull out and, you know, start back on doing your crocheting or your knitting, we'll come along and have some social time with some other people that are keen on crafting. So that's at Healesville on Thursdays from 10 till 12.
Wonderful. And I'm sure there's probably a cuppa connected into that as well.
Oh, definitely. Always a cuppa. Cuppa and a bicky. Can't go wrong with that. You know,
obviously the Healesville Living and Learning Centre is neighbours now with the Healesville Library as well. And I can imagine that there's going to be lots of partnerships and opportunities for our wonderful library staff and Healesville Living and Learning staff to connect and look to offer some programming as well. So plenty of opportunities.
Oh, great. That's good. Very good.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Judy. As per usual, is always so much happening in our wonderful libraries. How do people get in touch with you if they want to pop down? Do they just pop down and say g'day?
Yeah, just pop down and speak to any of the staff here. They're all up with all the events, and we have a great event calendar that we can just book you into any of the events, or if you've got a query, we've always got some bright posters around the library of all the events. And also our website is a great asset. We have and our library app, which is another good thing that we can do, that you can actually pick up a lot of things off the library app as well. The latest books that have come out this month, we've always got that, the latest DVDs that we've got available as well, so you can reserve for them. And we, you know, it doesn't take us long. If something's available at Knox, we can get that sent down quite easily in about 3 or 4 days to our branches and have it on hold for you, which we keep for 10 days on hold. We've got also, I mean, we find that the Wi-Fi is used so often here. Our stats are always really good and solid, and the Wi-Fi and the PCs here are available anytime to use, and we have some great things like scanning facilities. So if you've got those documents that you need to put in digital format, we can do that for you and put them onto your emails and so forth. And, you know, and if, you know, something that needs to be sent straight away, that's one way of scanning the document and getting it sent out fairly quickly. So got these really good services, and you can actually get into our photocopier, which sounds a bit interesting, from home by using our special scanning facilities that we've got here and our special system that we've got. So so come and ask.
One-stop shop, wonderful, friendly staff, amazing, welcoming, warm, inclusive spaces. Get down to your library and get involved. Thanks.
It's free too, free. I mean, it's hard to say free these days because there's not many things that are free, but we are still free. We are free service. So, and we will help you with as much as we can. If we can't, we will put you on to the right people.
Absolutely fabulous. Well, thanks again, Judy, for joining us today. Enjoy the afternoon when you get out in the afternoon weather this afternoon. Thanks so much for your time.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. All right. And to round out this month's show, we've just got a couple of program and event shout outs. So the wonderful team at Healesville Living and Learning have a volunteering program at the moment. It operates 10 till 2 on a Thursday afternoon. anything to do with volunteering. So they're really, it's a flexible program. But if you're interested in learning a little bit more about the nuts and bolts of volunteering, pop down to the community house there, or the Living and Learning Centre there at the Community Link in Hillsville. Or you may want to call and ask for Robin or Shona on 5962 5982. We also, so Council is offering, it's all about volunteering, which makes sense, it's Volunteer Month, but we're offering a Reignite Reimagine Volunteering Workshop through our Skill Building Program. It's free on Saturday the 11th of May down at Montrose, but it's an opportunity for us to connect with other volunteers from local community groups to have a little bit of a chat about, I guess, the changing space of volunteering. And it's a great opportunity to, you know, compare notes with community groups, but also to have a little bit of a deep dive into how we can recruit volunteers, how we can recognise them, and importantly, how we can retain them. So that's a great opportunity. And council elections, believe it or not, they're at the end of this year. So we, council is offering a couple of councillor candidate workshops. First one kicks off on Thursday, the 9th of May. So if you're interested in finding a little bit more about what it takes to stand for council as a councillor, we encourage you to come along. So Thursday, the 9th of May at the Civic Centre down in Lilydale in the evening. Just jump on council's website. There is a councillor candidate page there. So if we just pop that into the search, that'll pop up for you. We've also got the legendary Ruth McGowan to host a Curious About Being Councillor workshop at the end of May. So Thursday, the 30th of May. Again, we've got in-person opportunities at the Civic Centre, but you can also dial in for that one as well. Again, visit Yarra Rangers, so yarrarangers.vic.gov.au website, and just search for those events. And last but no means least, we have our annual grants are about to launch. So they kick off on the 15th of May. And basically, we've got some information sessions and grant writing workshops coming up. So Thursday, the 9th of May, we've got an information session specific to our annual grants program. We've got a 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. or 6:30 till 8 option. Again, jump online to find those event details. And we've got a grant writing and budgeting workshop on Thursday, the 16th of May, 6 till 9 at the Civic Centre. Again, we'll be popping off on some light refreshments for that one because it's at the supper time time slot. But yeah, feel free to jump on to yarrarangers.vic.gov.au. Check out our events page. There's lots of free opportunities to build some skills, connect with other people, and yeah, continue to make Yarra Rangers a great place to be. All right, that's it for this month's show. Looking forward to joining you next month.